The reason why hukm should belong to Allah is because it is part of worship. And if we are not worshiping Allah in the laws of social life and politics and economics, that means we are taking other gods besides Allah. And that's why when Uday ibn Hatim walked in, Rasulullah ﷺ saw a cross hanging on his chest. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, اَتَّخَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرْهُبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. They have taken their priests and their rabbis gods besides Allah. Uday ibn Hatim said, no, we do not worship our priests. He was a Christian who had a cross hanging on his chest. Rasulullah ﷺ said, didn't your priests make the halal haram and the haram halal? He said, yes. He said, that is worshipping them. If you give a human being the authority to say that the halal is haram and the haram is halal, you have taken him as a god besides Allah. And that is what we have done in a lot of aspects of our life. Actually, the major portion of our life, we have given the authority to man. And we have taken it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.